This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government and Tharu Welfare Assembly Tharuwan Joint Struggle Committee signed 6 points agreement. New bench to be set up to conduct hearing on writs filed against dissolution of House of Representatives. 800,000 doses of vaccines provided by China arrives in capital Kathmandu. SEE to be graded with internal evaluation, and scientists recommend the British government not to fully open mobility restriction, warning third wave of coronavirus infection. Now the news in detail. The government yesterday signed a 6-point agreement with the Tharu Welfare Assembly Tharuwan Joint Struggle Committee at a ceremony held at the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Law Minister Lilanath Shrestha and coordinator of the Tharuwan Joint Struggle Committee signed the agreement. As per the agreement, the government has agreed to provide relief to the families of the martyrs, manage reservations for Tharus in every state organs as per the constitution. The agreement also includes the provision of managing primary education in Tharu language in the Tharu majority areas. Likewise, the government and struggle committee have agreed to lead constitution amendment process as per the need and relevance through coordination among the political parties. Signing the agreement, Minister Shrestha expressed the belief that the agreement signed at different stages of talks would be implemented honestly. Joint Struggle Committee Coordinator Chowdhury also expressed a hope of implementation of the agreement soon. Hearing on the writs filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives at the Supreme Court would be conducted on the 6th of June. The date was fixed to conduct the hearing by forming a new constitutional bench after dispute surfaced regarding its formation. Now the bench will be set up on the basis of seniority of the judges. Though the hearing over the writ petition filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives had started on Friday, it has not moved ahead due to the row over the formation of the bench. The CPNUML Standing Committee has decided to continue the effort to save the party unity until the last hour. After the meeting, party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyamwali said the standing committee meeting of the ruling party held at Balwatar yesterday decided to continue efforts for the party unity. He also said the party had reviewed the by-election of the National Assembly in Lumbini province and concluded that the party lost due to the deception within the party. The party also reported to have discussed about the pressure built and activities carried out to affect the cases at the Supreme Court. Spokesperson Gyamwali also praised the budget and lauded Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel for addressing the country's current needs. The meeting also claimed that the latest anti-COVID-19 measures taken by the government had started giving expected results. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday reported additional 6,085 cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal. In its daily update of corona cases, the ministry stated that 80.2% of the infected people had recovered so far. Yesterday itself, 6,898 people recovered from the coronavirus infection. Meanwhile, additional 68 corona-related deaths were recorded yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 7,454. 900,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines provided by China in grant arrived in Kathmandu yesterday. The 800,000 vaccines and similar number of syringes were airlifted from Beijing to Kathmandu by a chartered flight of Nepal Airlines Corporation yesterday afternoon. Similarly, 100,000 of doses of vaccine were brought to Nepal from Lhasa via charter cargo flight of the Himalayan Airlines, making the total number of vaccine coming from China to Nepal 900,000. The vaccines were received by the officials of the Ministry of Health and Population. During a recent telephone conversation with President Bidyadevi Bhandari, Chinese President Xi Jinping had announced the donation of 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. The remaining Vaccines would be provided to Nepal by the government of Tibet Autonomous Region of China, and all of them will be brought to Nepal by today. Likewise, the government of People's Republic of China yesterday provided oxygen cylinders to facilitate the treatment of COVID-19 patients in Nepal. Ram Prasad Regmi, who is the customs chief office at the chief of the customs office at Rashwa Customs Office, said 1,500 oxygen cylinders and 527,000 N95 masks had arrived at the customs office at Timore from China yesterday. The ongoing prohibitory order has been extended for a week in Kathmandu Valley with slight modification. A meeting of the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur yesterday decided to continue the lockdown in the previous state of May 28. According to the CDO of the Bhaktapur district, Prem Prasad Bhattrai, retail, grocery, food stores and departmental stores would be open until 9 a.m. each day. Similarly, development construction activities could be opened in a closed way by boarding facilities for the workers. Likewise, vehicles carrying daily goods and supplies could be operated following a fixed timetable. These activities had been curtailed by the May 28 decision. Other activities shall remain prohibited as per the previous decision. The modification comes in the wake of a declining rate of COVID-19 infection since the past few days. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed sorrow over the demise of founding coordinator of Vivekshil Saja Party, Ujjwal Thapa. In a tweet yesterday evening, Prime Minister Oli paid tributes to late Thapa and extended heartfelt condolences to the members of the bereaved family. With the spread of the second wave of COVID-19, the government has decided to conduct this year's secondary education examination, SEE, through internal assessment. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday evening took a decision to announce the result of SEE through the same modality as conducted last year. The Ministry of Education stated that the government took such a decision as examination could not be conducted in person due to the COVID-19 infection, and the chances of infection were very high if the schools were allowed to conduct the examinations. Likewise, all the examinees will not have an access to the technology to conduct the examination online, hence the internal assessment system has been applied for grading the students. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom ko 4G. Video call garda no 4G. Nepal Telecom ko 4G.
Sabai ko yo biswas honi. नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नजी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्य आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization has approved China's Sinovac COVID vaccine for emergency use. It is the second Chinese vaccine to receive the green light from the World Health Organization after Sinopharm. It opens the door for the jab to be used in COVAX program, which aims to ensure fair access to vaccines. The vaccine, which has already been used in several countries, has been recommended for over 18 people over the age of 18 with a second dose 2 or 4 weeks later. The emergency approval means the vaccine meets international standards for safety, efficacy and manufacturing. There are signs the United Kingdom is in the early stages of a third wave of coronavirus infections, a scientist advising the government has said. Professor Ravi Gupta from the University of Cambridge said although new cases were relatively low, the Indian variant had fueled exponential growth. He said ending COVID-19 restrictions in England on 21st June should be postponed. The Environment Secretary said the government could not rule out a delay to the plant lockdown easing. But business leaders have warned of the harmful impact of any change to the proposed dates. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain with thundershowers is likely to occur at a few places of province number 1 and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Government and Tharu Welfare Assembly Tharuwan Joint Struggle Committee signed 6-point agreement. New bench to be set up to conduct hearing on the writ filed against dissolution of the House of Representatives. 800,000 doses of vaccine provided by China arrives in Kathmandu. SEE to be graded with internal evaluation. And scientists recommend the British government not to fully open mobility restriction, warning third wave of the coronavirus infection. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.